This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John Matarazzo. Coming up in a moment, recently installed New York governor calls vaccine pushers her apostles. That story right after this short message.
Did you know families that typically make $35,000 to $95,000 annually often won't qualify for the federal Pell Grant? At Liberty University, we created a solution to help students afford the quality education they deserve. Our Middle America Scholarship, when combined with the Liberty Champion Award, will match the Pell Grant, a value of up to $5,495 per year for up to 4 years. And the Middle America Scholarship is stackable with most other Liberty aid. Learn more by texting MAS to 49596. Again, that's MAS to 49596.
New York Democrat Governor Kathy Hochul, who took over for the ousted Andrew Cuomo in August, confidently but almost definitely told a group gathered at the Christian Cultural Center in Brooklyn recently that many Americans are not listening to what God desires when it comes to the COVID-19 vaccine. She proceeded to call for those in attendance to become her apostles. While many have not taken the shot for various reasons and are being persecuted and even fired from their jobs for refusing to accept the vaccine, Hochul blatantly says that the vaccine is from God to us, and we must say thank you, God, for it, while hinting that those who have not taken it are not smart. She said in her speech, "I say to the young people out there, God let you survive this pandemic because he wants you to do great things someday. He let you live through this when so many other people did not. But how do we keep more people alive? We are not through this pandemic. I wish we were." She continued, "I prayed a lot to God through this time, and God did answer our prayers. He made the smartest men and women, the scientists, the doctors, the researchers, he made them come up with the vaccine. I wear my necklace all the time that says, 'I'm vaccinated.' Yes, I know you are vaccinated. You are the smart ones," she said to the people in attendance. "But you know there are people out there who aren't listening to God and what God wants. You know who they are. I need you to be my apostles. I need you to go out and talk about it and say we owe this to each other, to love each other." She said that Jesus taught us to love one another, and how do you show love but to care about each other enough to get vaccinated? "I love you. I want you to live. I want our kids to be safe in our schools. I want you to be safe when you go to the doctor's office or to the hospital and are treated by somebody." In addition to the COVID vaccine, Hochul addressed other cultural problems she intends to help eradicate. She continued saying, "You don't want to get the virus from them. You're already sick or you wouldn't be there. We have to solve this. I need every one of you. I need you to let them know that this is how we can fight this pandemic. Come back to normal and start talking about the real issues we need to talk about, like fighting systemic racial injustice, which does exist today. I've seen it. I know it exists, and we are not going to turn a blind eye any longer under my watch." For more stories like this, set your homepage to charismanews.com.